You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Well, I actually was the beneficiary of a vacation Bible school in my girlfriend's backyard when I was 12 years old, and her older sister was leading the VBS. And for those of you who aren't familiar with vacation Bible school, it's usually a summer program. A lot of churches will do it in their buildings, but I'm talking maybe 50 plus years ago, it was held in a backyard, and people would sponsor this in their backyard, and they would teach the Bible and play games, and children would invite their friends in the neighborhood to come and hear the gospel. And so I did. And that's when I was first presented with the concept of having a relationship with Jesus and not just going to church. And, you know, for a while in my teenage years, I really wasn't serious about discipleship. But in my 20s, my early 20s, I came back and got serious about it. And I have been blessed with people who have poured into me and discipled me in such powerful ways. And this is not, I'm not taking credit for any of it. It's by the grace of God that He led me to a church where I was discipled so beautifully. And then I moved to Florida about little less than 25 years ago. And I just heard the Lord say to me, okay, you've had people pour into you. Now it's time for you to do the same and pour into others. And so I began teaching and writing, and I just feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So it's not work. It's just a labor of love.
Do you get letters back from people who have read your devotionals and say, you know, this has changed my life? Can you bring to mind any letters that, or?
I've actually gotten emails and an occasional letter. These days, most people will just send an email via my website. And by the way, my website's just my name. So it's www.avapennington.com.
Avapennington.com.
Yes. And you can reach me through my website. I have a weekly blog. You can subscribe to the weekly blog. It'll pop into your inbox, your email inbox. I also send out a quarterly newsletter, and you can subscribe to that. That just updates you on what I'm doing, where I'm teaching, the new projects I'm working on. And so you can reach me through my website, and a lot of people do. And so I will get emails letting me know that a particular devotion or the entire devotional spoke to them at a time when they needed it. I do write for other ministries as a freelancer, and I've gotten feedback from that work. So it's very gratifying to know that not only am I doing what I love to do, but God so graciously and so mercifully allows me little windows into how He is working in me and through me.
You know,
not just for my good,
sure,
but for others.
Now, before Mother Teresa died, or after Mother Teresa died, they found some notes that she kept, which, what a lovely human being, but she said she had had bouts of depression, which kind of shocked us. And I wonder how, I've written a few books. I've never released them because waves of inferiority flow through me going, and right now I'm thinking, well, maybe it's time you turned a couple of these over to Ava and see what she thinks. And that could be the death of me. Go, you are terrible. Forget about it. Or this is going to cost you $100,000 to fix this thing up. But so I forget what I was going to go with that. Because whenever I get off on me, I seem to go down a rabbit hole as I've gotten older. And then it's hard for me to get back. Like, okay, what was the point you were trying to make? especially when it involves me.
Oh, I had received letters and emails.
Yeah, I want to hear about those. Just a couple that have stuck in your mind, like I was about to kill myself and I read your devotional, or, you know, I was going through a divorce.
It's nothing that quite that dramatic, but I have had notes from people who said, I'd never thought of God this way, or I'd never understood when God says he's a jealous God. I never understood what that meant. You know, why would God call himself jealous? Or, so it was more just notes thanking me for clarifying things that helped them get closer to God, because they understood more of what he was revealing about himself. One of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, and he wrote, he wrote a number of books, but one of the things he wrote was the Screwtape Letters. And Screwtape Letters is fiction, but it's filled with truth. And I read, are you familiar with that
I've book? Heard the name. I've never read anything by him except maybe a quote.
Okay. Well, he wrote a small, very small paperback book called the Screwtape Letters. And what it did
what does that mean, Screwtape Letters? What in the world does that mean?
Well, it was interesting because it was fiction. It was a series of letters that a senior demon wrote to his nephew on how to trip up Christians. So it was advice, but in the negative, right? It was from the negative perspective.
And so in other words, so people could recognize when there's a darker force working against them, go, oh, wait a second.
Right, exactly.
Discernment.
So in one of those letters, the nephew had written to him, the nephew demon had written and said, you know, my patient, because that's what C.S. Lewis used to describe him. My patient has started praying, and I know that's not good. And the senior demon wrote back and said, well, it's not good, but it's not as bad as you think. As long as he prays to who he thinks God is and not to who God knows himself to be.
Ooh,
now,
wow.
I had to read that sentence like 5 times.
Yeah.
Because it's so deep, that as long as we're praying to who we think God is, do we really get it right? Because I can talk to 10 people and ask them who God is and get 10 different opinions on who they think God is. Mm. But one of the benefits of exploring God's names and attributes from what he said and who he said he is, the benefit is that I get closer to who God knows himself to be rather than who I think he is or who somebody told me he is. And that's why each of the 3 devotions on each name or attribute always start with, who did God say he is? What did God say about himself? So that when I pray to him and when I have this relationship with him, it isn't a relationship with somebody that I've conjured up in my own head. This is who I think he is, or this is who my parents told me he is, or this is who my church told me he is. This is who God said he is.
And the Lord, you know, well, here's what I want to know is I've had a radio show nearly 30 years, and I can say some things flippantly on radio. Okay. And it goes in one ear out the other. But if you put some of the same things in print, you'll get sued. And there's something about the printed word that's like it's there forever. It's immune to, it's impervious. Anyway, so why do you think God put he chose to put his words in writing too? And like I said before, if you look at the center of the Bible, it's Psalm 118. To the left is 594 chapters, and to the right's 594 chapters. And right in the center of the Bible, it says, "Trust God, not man." Pretty dang amazing for that mathematically to come together. You know, I guess you do all these devotions though, and you're studying the Word. So I'd like to ask you this. The essential character of God, this is what I'd like to know from you before we say goodbye today. I'd like to have you back again in the future, but is this, will he be more merciful in the end? You know, because Jesus, it goes to my head, Jesus said, that, you know, many are called, few are chosen. Beware, the road is wide to destruction and narrow to salvation. But I also know other people are going to come along and say, well, we did signs and wonders in your name, and we delivered people and healed people. And he's going to say, I never knew you. And to others, he's going to say, come on in, because you fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You visited me in prison. When did we do this to you? And he says, when you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. Come in, for your reward is great. So God is putting love above the law there, right?
Well, I think we get into trouble when we start emphasizing one attribute over another. The glory of God, one of my devotions is on the glory of God. And the glory of God has been defined as the sum total of all his attributes. So he is just as holy as he is loving. He is just as merciful as he is a righteous judge. I don't think we can say he's going to be more of one or more of the other. I think all of those attributes are intertwined and woven together in ways that cannot be separated any more than you could separate.
But it's scary. It's scary because in the Old Testament he says, with the same joy I had in blessing you, if you don't do this, I will take the same joy in cursing you. Oy vey.
Well, but keep in mind that the very warning about judgment is wrapped in mercy, because he warned them. So the mercy is in the fact that the warning even occurred.
Okay.
Whereas if he wasn't going to be merciful,
yep,
he would just surprise you with the judgment in the end.
Hold up.
So even his terms of judgment and yep, his prophecies of judgment,
yeah,
and warnings of judgment are wrapped in mercy because he told them in advance.
Okay, we're out of time. Hold up your book one more time. It's Ava Pennington, and her title of her book is Reflections on the Names of God. And thank you for being on the broadcast, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Rhett.
Bless you.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
I bow my head to pray. I know you hear each word I say. Pouring out my heart to you like water. I have faith in you. I know the road is long. We don't always get to understand it all. We asking God, help us to trust you.